Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast, episode 286, part 2, the conclusion to Promise 8. Today is Sunday, April 7th, 2013.
There must be some way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine, plowmen dig my earth. None of them along the line know what any of it is worth. The thief, he kindly spoke. There are many here among us who feel that life is but a joke. But you and I, we've been through that, and this is not our fate. So let us not talk falsely now, the hour is getting late. Tower, princes kept the view, while all the women came and went, barefoot servants too. Outside in the distance, a wild cat did growl. Two riders were approaching, the wind began to howl.
And so we are kind of in an age of poverty in this old world. We want to argue who's top banana in the faith ministries. Who's the top, 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 top faith preacher? Who is the head of all? And they even tried to corral that thing and tried to put it into a movement, and there had to be one head over this, all these great faith moves. Cost $500 to get into the club. And I said, no, because God is only going to give me a mustard seed of faith at a time anyway, because if I had any more than that, I'd be dangerous. One day at a time and only enough manna for that day. Give us this day our daily bread. So we're running into all kinds of other gospels. They have truth, but they're half-truths, and they'll lead you into full error. Top banana in the prosperity teachings, and that's going flat. And the judging. So our world governments are very shaky. Sort of a shaky pizza. I wonder if he got his name from shaking. Huh? I think our world, the Bible says, everything that will be shaken, and aren't we going through a terrible shaking right now? Now you know what Raggedy Ann and Raggedy Andy feel when their little moms get mad at them. And so we need a cure. We are sick. Isn't that sick to brag about how spiritual we are when people are starving to death? Our world is in trouble, folks. Should we be a remedy, or should we fly away to a mountain? Is there a cure? Yeah. The awful judgment of God, which must begin with the house of God. How are we being judged? By the world. By the world doing good, while we, a lot of times, are doing evil upon one another. Wow. And any gospel which will not be received as well among the believers in Africa and Cambodia and Korea and Russia and Sweden as it is in Minneapolis or Tulsa, Oklahoma or California, I believe is not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. You can't take these frivolous teachings where there's poverty and starvation. They won't work. I came down here from the suburbs. And a person came to me and said, you should not go to the suburbs because I'll tell you why. You're not into the prosperity teachings and you're not into the hyper-faith message. He didn't say hyper-faith, but that's what I call it. And the people on the north side need to hear about that God wants them to prosper and that all they have to do is claim it. Well, that's not true, is it? It's not true at all. There's no claim to fame. There's a getting up. There's a trusting in the Lord. There's a using of the arms and the legs and the brain and the feet and using of the whole body to make the thing work. Well, how can we know? Is there a way, you say? Yes, if anyone is willing to do his will, he shall know. Isn't that a great word? This ought to lift up the hearts. Jesus is asserting here two great truths, two great promises. He shall know. And so Jesus here is asserting then that it is possible for finite man to know the infinite God. Jesus was constantly claiming such knowledge for himself. Jesus said, if he were to say that he did not know God, he would not be telling the truth. He was sure. How are you going to know God, preacher? You listening on the radio, to climb into the sufferings of Jesus Christ, to minister to the suffering multitudes, then you're going to know God. Then you're going to be doing his will. And then you'll know for sure. And then you won't preach doubt. Well, can we have that sureness? Yeah, you can have that sureness. Believe the promise. The sureness of God has been claimed by countless, I'm talking about countless, of the choicest souls that have ever enriched this old world. I think it's this assurance we should see in the people of the New Testament. Doesn't that thrill you to see how they went through? How they stood? Doesn't that give you hope? To read it is to meet groups of people who are excited about Jesus. Why are they excited about Jesus? They wanted to share their marvelous story. And the very center and the very core of that story is that they have become sure of God. Hey, let me tell you something. When you become sure of God, then it's sure exciting. Yeah, see, it doesn't prove a thing to get into that high praise if you're not doing anything. It's a sham. It's a pretend and a pretense. It doesn't mean a thing. And I've been to them all. Doesn't mean a thing. Bible says, let me back that up, because then I'll get some cards and letters on it. You praise me with your mouth, but your hearts are far from me. All lip work, no action. Are you hearing this? Do you want to become sure of God? Well, are you willing to do His will? Hey, Ohammer. Ohammer, let me tell you something. If you were willing to do His will and you were sure of Him, you'd be excited right now. Wow. How can we share something we're not sure of? How can you share flying an airplane if you're not sure it'll fly? Well, I think it'll stay up there. Let's pray. It's gone up several times before. Right? Aren't you glad when you're in an airplane and you're, we are now flying. Well, you look over to your right, you'll see the Black Hills over there, and over here you'll see the so-and-so. And we'll be banking now, we're coming to so-and-so. Isn't it an assurance to hear that voice over the intercom? We are now flying at 30,000 feet. Do they go that high? 30,000 feet, 40,000 feet. And we'll be getting in, passing over Vegas, and we'll be coming into California at 6:04. Does that sound like they're sure? 6:04? How can they know for sure? Because they've done it. How can we know for sure? Because we have done it. And why do we do it? Because He hath done it. Now that sure is exciting. I mean, if we're willing to know His will, we shall know. You can't share, I said, something you're not sure of. It's this assurance that explains their joy. It's this assurance that explains their peace. And it's this assurance that gives us the secret of their amazing, their wonderful, their irresistible power. Why are people irresistible? Because they have a charisma. Irresistible. I mean, you might not even like them, but they got a charisma. Huh? You might not like the president, but he has got charisma. Uh-huh. Maybe you even go to a church where they argue politics, but he still has charisma. Right? You admire that aura, that charisma. Don't you? That sureness. That's why people even like Al Capone. They were thrilled with the charisma of someone, I mean, even evil. Because they did the thing, and they had a charisma. Same way with good. You can have a charisma. You might not be loved. Jesus was hated in the house of His friends. Even the 11 that were with stood on a hill far away with binoculars and telescopes. But you have the charisma, right? Why do you say charisma? Because you remember that. If I said charisma, you wouldn't remember it. Charisma! right? Are you hearing this at all? Do you want to be sure? Are you willing, just willing, to do His will? He might even call you on you for that great thing that you're afraid He might call you, call you for. But are you willing? Are you ready and willing? That is the crux. That is the thing right there. That is the assurance. Well, yeah, now these few were very few in number. They had no great wealth and they had no social position. They were not great organizers. And yet it is a fact this little group remade the ancient world. Out of their lives flowed, because they believed and they were willing, out of their lives flowed rivers of living waters that changed the desert into a garden. How? Because they were sure of God. And we're coming down to the nitty-gritty of it right now. Are you sure of God or aren't you? When all of these things fail and all of these ministries start to sink in the sands that they've been built on, that are a half a truth, I know, they said with their lips. I know, they said with their legs. I know, they said with their arms. They got involved. I know, they said with their actions. Not just their lips. I know in whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that He is able to keep me and to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. These then are the people that dared to dive into the grace message. These people found through their own personal experience that Jesus preached spiritual certainty. And so Jesus further states, this spiritual certainty is for all men. He says, whosoever, not just for the few, but for the many. Not for a certain type, but for all types. If any man, says Jesus, learned or unlearned, rich or poor, high or low, medium or bond or free or whatever, if any man should meet these conditions, he shall know, instead of flying away, fly too. He shall know what? Know God for himself. But yet we have people that treat this as hearsay, and some of the so-called, so-called spiritual leaders of this age that are off on these tangents. They in their hearts treat this as hearsay. No, it doesn't come by works, and it doesn't come secondhand. And every birth is a new birth, isn't it? No, you're going to get this knowledge firsthand by the Holy Ghost, not by any man. Every man must know God personally for himself. Isn't that why Jesus came? He wanted to be a personal Savior. I think that's why there's so much confusion out there. People are not allowed to know God for themselves. Stop running around asking people for a word. Stop calling on the self-appointed prophets. Leave their houses. Their fudge is burning. Stop oohing and aahing every time someone says, "Do you know what God revealed to me about you?" I have to say this. Stop listening to the fortune cookie snappers. Hey, you out there. Get to know God for yourself. Get to know Jesus for yourself. Get to know the Holy Ghost for yourself. I think as smart as a man gets to be in this brief stay here on earth, if he doesn't personally know Jesus Christ, he isn't very wise at all. But most of our knowledge, and I'm locking it up, most of our knowledge comes from hearsay. If you were to ask me about Africa or Greece, I could give you a very intelligent answer. But if you were to ask me, how do you know, I would have to say, by hearsay. I've never been there. This is what I hear. And I thought, oh, isn't it strange? We had this scientific show on TV, and they went back, this is 40 million years ago. And that last time I heard it, it was 20 million. Now it's 40 million. Don't we believe scientists when they say this Tyrannosaurus is 70 million years old? Yesterday they had a program on there where all of these educated people, they're dropouts is what they are. They're educated, and they've been through the University of Minnesota and the University of Iowa, University of California, and it showed them worshiping some Raja Daja Duja. And he had a beard, and,
well, people, the wisdom of the world, and he went on, and he spoke in sort of like his voice was up inside of his neck, and he talked in high tones, and he continued on,
and they were sitting there watching a TV screen in rapt attention, and every day he'd take one of his 70 Rolls Royces out and drive by them, and they'd go, oh, and the women would reach over to a brother, and they would weep on them, oh, the Raja Maja Daja, ooh, 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 ooh. Oh, and they'd walk away, oh, what was with those people? They had got up to a point when they were going to have to go out and make it, and they got fearful, so they went over to something like that, and they said, let's just drop out and call everybody else, weird, and we'll get into the Raja Maja Daja. It was the dumbest thing I ever seen in my life. These people were living in little huts, and this guy was, you know, his little bells on his feet, ting-ling-ling-ling-ling-ling-ling, and as fat as a bull moose, you know, sitting in his car, see, with his beard on. And they were, oh, the Maharaja Kabuja, ooh, crying on each other. All it was the great big sex palace there. I mean, there's nothing to it. Hey, say amen, somebody. That's exactly what they found out. And they were just total dropouts. They dropped out of life. Isn't that saying a lot for the knowledge and wisdom of the world? We all reach that point in life where we're fearful we have to go out. Isn't that right? Maybe you're lucky you have to go to work when you're 9 or 10 years old. But I can remember when I had to fly the coop. 17 years old, I had to go into the... Went into the Air Force. Standing there in that line, weighed 129 pounds. Ooh. What have I done? We all have little fears. But here these people are. They've graduated. They've done everything. And now they're out there. Whew. Isn't that awful? And people are flocking to that kind of thing. They even had one on there where there was a Japanese thing. And they had these, I don't know, it's 900-year-old thing that was brought to Japan. Some kind of... Shaka Ishka, let's call it. And they'd ring on these bells. Bong! And here was this Norwegian woman up there. Bong! And she'd look around for a while, and then she'd... Bong! And they'd fold little claws down. That's about as far out as the movement has become in the charismatic. Say amen, somebody. That's about as far out as it's come. Bunch of bong heads. Bong. I mean, they spook me sometimes, these folks. Say amen, somebody. Yes, yes, yes. Whether you like it or not, it's gone too far one way. And now everybody is a self-appointed prophet. And when they start looking, they're spooky. And what good is it? Is it any good to mankind? Is it any earthly good at all? No. It's as bad as the gong crowd. Isn't it insane? in the face of all this adversity and all of these different things that are going on? Isn't it insane? And so I said, we believe everything from the scientists. They're coming up with this more now. The Tyrannosaurus and the Bionosaurus and the Gyanosaurus and whatever-saurus. We say, wow! How do they know? From hearsay? Whew. I mean, which one of us is going to try to disprove them by going out there digging for some old 70-million-year-old bones? We don't care that much. But here Jesus says, this awareness of God is open to every man. That is the very heart of God, the very heart of the gospel. You can all know God. In fact, this is what has made the gospel good news. You can all know God. The angels themselves stated this, behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Everybody wants this knowledge. You can all have it, you Maharajas. And you gong crows. Karishma Karanjis. Stop speaking through mediums. Stop asking others, what's God got for me? Receive the promise. Believe. This is your new life in Jesus Christ. You can't live it through the pastor. You can't live it through the teacher, and you can't live it through the prophet. You got to live this life in Jesus. You got to live it for yourselves, the song goes. No, nobody else can live it for you. You got to live it for yourself. Do you allow someone else to eat for you? It's about how stupid it is. Oh, I'm so hungry. Oh, I'm so hungry. I just don't have the ambition to go over to the table. Will you go eat for me? No way. Oh, I stink so badly. I haven't had a bath in months. Will you take a bath for me? Do you allow someone to take a bath for you? See, when you start to live it for yourself, the confusion is gone. You're not thrown about by every wind of doctrine. And then the hunger and then the stink will disappear. That always gnawing, always wanting, not knowing what, if you'll just go ahead, be willing to do the will of God, you shall know God. And then you shall know grace, which is God. You'll learn how to stand on the promises and you won't say to others, why did God allow this? Does God do this or that? Have I lost my salvation? Can I lose my salvation? You won't be asking those stupid questions. You must know Him for yourself. Tell the legalist that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. When Job said, oh, that I knew where I might come, even to His seat, he was speaking for the universe. When Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough. That prayer is as old as man himself. Can it be answered? Yes, it can. Jesus says, everyone may know God for himself. Someone called me and they said, how may we be sure of God? Since that knowledge, I says, is available to every man, then the conditions of knowing are within reach of every man. Listen to this. This at once rules out all the favorable circumstances. If God can only be known by the rich, then He can only be known for a few. But the promise is for all people and for any circumstance. We all may know God. Any bum, religious people, perverts, those brought up in godless homes, those brought up in praying homes, and so this means that our knowledge, I should say, of God is not a matter of our intellect, how smart we are. This knowledge is for the educated. This knowledge is for the uneducated. It's for those that say potato and those that say potato. For those that say tomato and those that say tomato. although I think sometimes this high intellect may prove a handicap. Here is a prayer from the lips of Jesus. Listen, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and hast revealed them unto babes. But listen, I studied this scripture and I come to this conclusion. It was not the wisdom of the wise that shut them away from the knowledge of God. It was the pride of intellect that made them, I believe, unwilling to meet the conditions. It was a pride that stopped them. Because this knowledge of God is open to every person regardless of his intellect. The Bible says, come as a child. Are you willing to do his will? Are you willing? It's far more than wishing to do it. Wishing has to do with the wishing bone, but willing has to do with the backbone. If your life has been lived to any purpose at all, realize how futile it is in mere wishing. Wishing people, aren't they sad? They sit and wish, don't they? They put it in their mind and they say, make it so, work it out. I mean, I'm living on faith, I claim it, I wish. But by whose faith, me asks? By mom's or dad's or friends? By hearsay? Are you hearing this? No, it's not by wishing, it's by willing. What kind of knowledge are you seeking here? What kind of knowledge are you seeking here? Well, you can know. All you have to do is be willing. Can you find, let me close with this. Can you find the soul with a microscope? No. Neither can you find love or joy or peace. These are spiritual things. And so obedience is the way to knowledge. Believe and be saved. Obey, that's the starting point. Oh, doesn't that relax you? Doesn't that cool you down? I talked to a person that was in the drugs the other day, and I promise I'll close with this. I said, you know, the reasons for your believing will grow with you accepting the truth. I said, the people who smoke and drink and drug, if asked why, have some solid answers and some reasons why they do it. Oh, it relaxes me. It's cool. It keeps my weight down. It lifts me up. It makes me happy. It makes me somebody. But how did they start? I said, did one day you make a list of good reasons and then you made the first buy? No, you didn't do that. You became a user first, and then you found your reasons. And I said, it's the same with all sin. You do it, and then the reasons and the excuses come. It's the same way with receiving the Lord Jesus Christ. You receive Him by faith. And then all the reasons and all of the different things, all the promises come in. First, you have to make that initial step, you listening on the radio. I think we have to change our feelings towards one another, Christians. If we act like His gospel of grace is not sufficient, that is what we think of it. And then we try to change people without the author and finisher of our faith. And so I'll close. Obey Him, receive Him, follow Him. As you act on the promises, day after day after day, you will know Him. Dare to believe God. Dare you. You ever been double dared? Remember when you were a kid? I'll tell you, in this particular ministry down here, you better be daring. Because there's no real funds from the inside coming here. That's all funds that God miraculously brings in. Dare to believe God. And then, like the song says, He is wonderful, He is counselor, He is mighty God. He's my everything. He's God's only son. He's my everything, rolled up into one. He's the Father's way of giving a life that's worth living. And if you're willing, He is willing to. Will you just be willing? Do you want to know God? Then you have to be willing to do His will. Just be willing. That's a promise. Isn't that a great promise? Maybe you're sitting on the radio right now and you just, you had it for a minute and now you lost it. And now you're totally, no. Don't lose it. Get up and actually do something. Actually, physically get up and be of some worth. Be of some purpose. Be willing to be of some purpose. Be willing to go out. Just be willing and you will know Him. And your life will have a purpose. Hallelujah. And then you'll know God. And when you know God, then He tells you what to do. Put you to work. Jesus, I want to thank You for the opportunity to minister here today. I want to thank You for the opportunity, Lord, to minister to the radio ministry and to the tapes that are going on. I want to thank You also, Lord, for the people that You've brought this way. I want to thank You for the many encouragements that have come through the mail and through the many encouragements, Lord, that have come through the telephone and telegraphs and whatever. I want to thank You, Lord, for the opportunity to know You. Beginning to know You, beginning to know more about You, just the beginning. But oh, how exciting it is to know God. And just to keep it simple, glory to God, not get into a whole lot of things. See, churches don't get into a whole lot of things out there. Don't get into it. Just trust in the Lord, okay? Jesus, thank You for this opportunity. If there's anyone out there right now that doesn't know Jesus as their personal Savior, I'm looking about right now. I don't see anyone that I don't know here. But if there is someone out there, we should have the salvation call, or it isn't even worth coming up here for it. That's what it's all about, you know. I mean, I was saved that way. Were you saved that way? Were you saved that way, hon? Are you born again? Okay. Young man, are you born again? Born again? Okay. Never know until you ask, right? Boy, what a frightful thing not to know. Thank You, Jesus. In Your mighty precious name, amen. Amen. What are you going to sing, Rhody?
That was episode 286, part 2, the conclusion to Promise 8. Be sure to join us every Friday for part 1 and every Sunday for part 2 of Pastor Paul's podcast. If you missed part 1, just go to www.pastorpaul.blogspot.com. There you're going to find all of Pastor Paul's podcasts, the show notes, and scripture links. Join us next Friday for Promise 9. Have a great weekend and a great week. God bless you.
You may be an ambassador to England or France. You may like to gamble. You might like to dance. You may be the heavyweight champion of the world. You may be a socialite with a long string of pearls. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, indeed, you're gonna have to serve somebody. Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Maybe a rock and roll addict prancing on the stage. Money, drugs at your command. Women in a cage. You may be a businessman or some high degree thief. They may call you doctor or they may call you chief. But you're gonna have serve somebody. Yes, you are. You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. It might be a young Turk, maybe the head of some bigger TV network. You may be rich or poor, you may be blind or lame, maybe living in another country under another name, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you are, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Maybe a construction worker working on a home. Might be living in a mansion, you might live in a dome. You may own guns and you may even own tanks. You may be somebody's landlord, you may even own banks. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
You may be a preacher, preacher, spiritual pride. Maybe a city councilman taking bribes on the side. Maybe working in a barber shop, you may know how to cut hair. And maybe somebody's mistress, maybe somebody's heir. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Wear cotton, might like to wear silk, might like to drink whiskey, might like to drink milk, might like to eat caviar, you might like to eat bread, maybe sleeping on the floor, sleeping in a king-size bed, but you're gonna have to serve somebody,
serve
yes indeed,
somebody.
You're gonna have to serve somebody. Maybe the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Now you may call me Terry, or you may call me Timmy. You may call me Bobby, or you may call me Zimmy. You may call me RJ, you may call me Ray. You may call me anything, no matter what you say. Still gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Yes, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, and it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.